Lord, how often must I forgive him? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
When I was praying today over this exact passage right here, this scripture, the first thing that came to my mind was my little nephew Riker, the joy of my life. I remember when my sister was pregnant with him, how I prayed that her pregnancy would go so well, and I was off in Rome, and I was hoping, God, just please let him be born sometime close to when I come home, because it's really close, and I want to get to see him just after he is born. And I did get to see him at midnight, the night I came in, the day after he was born, the very first moment that he came home. Great joy. I love this little boy. This past year, he's in kindergarten, in his first year, and over Christmas break, I got to go spend some time with him. I was so excited, and so was he. He said, Father Christopher, we're going to have sleepovers every night. He's wanted to have a sleepover with me since he was a little guy, for us to spend the whole night in the same bed together, and just to be able to be there as uncle and nephew. Well, what I realized soon there is how rough he plays and how he just keeps pulling on my beard. I never had a beard before this long, so he couldn't pull it before. And every time he was there, when he'd get in a rough place, he'd give a tug on my beard. That really hurts. He'd just do that over and over again. I'd think, yes, okay, stop doing that, bud. Bud, you gotta stop pulling my beard. That really hurts. I don't think you understand that. And he just pulls and he pulls and he pulls, and just over and over again, as we're wrestling, the only thing he grabs for is my beard. It used to be he just grabbed my glasses. Now he just grabs my beard. Time and time again, I kept saying, stop doing that, bud. This is really hurting. And finally, one night when we got to finally do that sleepover, the whole night he just wanted to play with me. And so to get my attention before I could go off to sleep, he just tugged my beard. Tugged my beard over and over again until finally it was the point. I had to do that. I had to slap him on the hand like that. And I got his attention and he stopped. But that's what I was thinking about. How many times, Lord, do I have to forgive this little kid that I love so much? What's going to get through to him? How is he going to stop? What's going to make him learn? I would think 7 times would be sufficient. Brothers and sisters, our way of looking at mercy is a lot different than God's way. Our limit is a lot shorter than God's. And what our Lord is urging us here through this is he's saying, look, why do you ask mercy for me? Why do you pray the psalm just like Stella gave for us here that says, Lord, remember your mercies. Lord, remember your mercies. I know I've sinned against you. Lord, remember your mercies. Remember your merciful God. And yet we don't do the same when anybody else comes around us. Even when they say, remember, I'm sorry about that. Remember, that was an honest mistake. Remember, I just can't remember to do those things. How few and how little and how seldom do we give that same sort of work, but we demand all this from God. What does our Lord say? The parable that he gives is a very strong analogy to what it's actually like in the life which is to come. Those who do not give mercy will not receive mercy. Those who give mercy always receive mercy. Brothers and sisters, there is a great need of mercy in our community. There are lots of people who you've hurt and who have been hurt by you, who you have been hurt by them. What we need to do is to give mercy. This is the season of mercy. The season where we take those acts of almsgiving, which means give mercy. There are people today who we need to be merciful to. It doesn't matter how many times I've asked. Jesus said 70 times 7. We give out mercy. And we continue to give out mercy. And we continue to seek mercy every time. Whatever it is that's going on between you, going on between you and a neighbor, going on between you and a strange friend, today is a day of mercy. Put that in the hands of our Lord. It doesn't matter how many times my little nephew pulls on my beard, I'm still going to give him mercy, even if mercy means slapping his hand. And sometimes that's what it means. Brothers and sisters, we can't tire of giving mercy out to others, because the moment that we do, it's the moment that God's mercy is removed from our lives. Not because he doesn't want to keep it from us, but because we refuse to accept it, because we haven't given it. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.